Beanie, talk us through your summer to date.
Oh, we've had a great summer. We've had been busy, but that's a good thing. We're all still here, so that's another good thing. No, it's been good. I had a great badminton, obviously, on Lebowski, and had a few other bits and bobs going on. We had a very good horse trials at Dauncey, which went really well. We've had a lovely summer, lots of playing around with the children and swimming their ponies in the river and doing nice things like that. So being a mummy as well as a rider.
Beautiful weather here. How was that dressage test for you?
Oh, yeah, beautiful weather. Not such a beautiful dressage test, but he's 16, this horse. He hates dressage with a passion. And listen, he's 16. If he still wants to buck in dressage tests, then that's a sign that he's feeling really well. So I'd forgive him anything, really. After badminton, he doesn't owe me anything, so...
How important is the Festival of British Eventing in your calendar year on year?
Oh, it's a huge aim for the autumn campaign for the horses. I remember coming here as a little girl and seeing all my heroes riding round and thinking, gosh, it'd be amazing. I actually wrote to Captain Mark Phillips when I was about 13 saying, please could I come and jump my pony around Gatcombe? And he wrote the most charming reply saying, very flattered that you've wanted to come and do it, but perhaps there might be more suitable places near you to go and school your pony round. But so it's always been a great privilege to ride here, and it still is.
You mentioned your horse is 16. Next year, back again?
We'll see. I'm not making any promises with him. He's an old boy. I'll enjoy him and I'll hunt him through the winter, which is what we always do. If he comes out in the spring feeling great, then, you know, there might be another badminton in him, but he, as I said, he doesn't owe me anything at all.